If you were to go to the book of Daniel, you would find Daniel in prayer. He prays. God sends an answer. But for the next 21 days, that answer would not come to Daniel. For when the messenger came, the prince of Persia, a devil spirit that had authority over the land of Persia, met God's man, fought with him, and Daniel's answer was delayed for 21 days. The messenger comes and he says, Daniel, your prayer was heard. The answer was sent, but the prince of Persia fought against me until Michael came and I had the victory. Now, you stop and think for a moment. In this area where we live, there are geographical areas that have principalities, prince, demon spirits, over municipalities that are working. If you live in shallow water, there is no doubt in my mind that there's a devil spirit, or maybe many devil spirits, that have authority in that area. In the city of Lubbock, probably every city council precinct, I guess would be what they would call it, would be assigned, each one individually, to demon spirits. We fight against principalities, princes over municipalities, powers, demon authority, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. I have known of missionaries giving the story of how they would be going through a community, have liberty to speak the word of God until they crossed a precinct line, and the darkness, the rulers of darkness, had charge of that area. So understand that devil spirits, demon spirits, they're as real as you and I are. In this room tonight, there are angels from God. There are guardian angels. Jesus spoke of little children having an angel. But my friend, if you and I are not under the control of the Holy Spirit, devil spirits can have influence even in this service. Now, listen to the Word of God. James 4:7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. When you submit yourself to God, you submit your mind to the control of the Holy Spirit. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You want God the Holy Spirit to control the way you think, control your mind. But you also want him to control your will. Listen, not my will, Jesus prayed, but thine be done. Your will is where you make decisions. It's where you decide either to sleep during church or listen. And I would say to you, there's a spirit of slumber. And he'll put you to sleep. Submit your will so that you make choices and make decisions that God would be pleased with. But you submit your emotions. And emotions are how you react to people, events, or circumstances. Someone cuts you off when you're driving. I can go back probably about 3 years ago. We were on our way to Delaware. We were driving up US 81. In fact, I think it was Interstate 81 going north out of we were in Western Virginia. And we were traveling the speed limit. A car was traveling about the same speed we were. Sometimes you'd come above us. Sometimes you'll back off some. I was on speed control, so I was right on the money. And he and the driver had several teenage boys, and they were laughing and having a big time. And as I drove along, all of a sudden, he came across the route, the line, right toward me. And I jerked it to the left. Right in front of us was a big guardrail. By the grace of God, by the protection of God's angels, guardian angels, we did not have an accident. Do you know what I wanted to do? My emotions were not controlled by the Holy Spirit. I came out of that barnage, came down the highway as fast as I could, got right behind them. I wanted to get in front of them and cut them off. How godly is that? Do you think I'd have been a good testimony when I got them off to the side of the road and began to tell them about Jesus? If they knew him, they nearly would have gone to see him if I'd had my way. That's devil spirit influence. Not the control of the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit your mind, your will, your emotions to the control of God's Holy Spirit. But listen to this next thing. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Would you, under your breath, just kind of say that with me? Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5. Listen, you don't need to turn. I'm going to quote it. Listen. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. It's not talking about abstaining from liquor. It's talking about being sober-minded, being thinking accurately. Be sober. For your adversary, the devil. Class, there is one devil, Satan, but there are many devils. I'm not sure that any of us in this room have ever been tormented by the devil, the evil one. But I would think that every one of us in this room, we have been tormented and troubled by devil spirits. Your adversary, the devil, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Listen, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist the devil. How do you do it? Acts chapter 16. Demon-possessed fortune teller is following Paul and Silas. She said, these men are servants of the Most High God. And this is not a quote. This is my very liberal paraphrase. These men are servants of the Most High God, and they tell us the way of salvation. But she's mocking as she does so. Paul stops. And he said, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. And the demon spirit came out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. How do you resist the devil? By the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, you resist the devil. Listen. Go back to, in your mind, James chapter 4, verse 7. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The word of God gives us authority to resist the devil. On the authority of God's word that says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, I submit my mind to the power of the Holy Spirit. You resist the devil by the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. You resist the devil by the authority of God's word. What does God say? When you quote God's word, you are quoting authority. Number three, Revelation chapter 12. The accuser of the brethren is cast down. I believe it. Let me just turn to it. I can't remember the verse. But listen to this. John is speaking by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before God day and night, and they overcame him, the accuser of the brethren, the great dragon, the old serpent, the devil, and Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Listen to it. They overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. You plead the blood of the Lamb. You plead the name of Jesus, Satan's spirit, devil spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I resist you by the authority of God's word. I have submitted myself to you, and I resist you by the authority of the word of God. And I resist you by the blood of the sacrificed Lamb of God. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I have been saved. I plead the blood. I resist you by the blood of Jesus Christ. I resist you on the basis that I am a child of God, born of the Spirit. I've yielded myself to the control of God's Holy Spirit by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. when you and I allow corrupt communication to proceed out of our mouths. Corrupt communication is communication, first, that does not edify. And secondly, it does not minister grace to the hearers. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Spirit of God. When you and I allow corrupt communication, spoken anger, spoken evil reports, spoken profanity, anger, resentment, bitterness, that corrupt communication, we've opened our minds, our wills, our emotions to the control of the devil, and the Holy Spirit is grieved because we have submitted ourselves to the control of devil spirits. When this country, in my lifetime, had laws that were based on the laws of God, there was a tremendous godly influence. But as the Word of God has decreased in value in our country, devil power has risen, even in an exceptionally clean area as we have here. Lubbock, a dry city till probably 12 years ago. Since the city of Lubbock, not city council, but the people who live there, voted to sell liquor, alcohol in the city limits. Every major crime area has doubled since that time. And with it has come every form of demonic influence, devil power in the area where we live. Let's talk to God again. Father, we're so grateful that you are present in this room. And God, each of us, we want to submit the control of our minds, our wills, and our emotions to the control of your Holy Spirit and the authority of your Word. And we ask you, God, that each of us would seek to be filled with your Spirit, that we would allow your Holy Spirit to control the way we think, the decisions that we make, and our responses emotionally to people or events or circumstances. We ask that you would enable us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me take you back again, and I've spoken too long on this off rabbit trail. Several weeks ago, probably just over 2 months. Saturday afternoon, late, I'd been working on a message to preach at Plainview the next day and just couldn't get any peace. And as I worked, I kept remembering, you've not even witnessed anybody to any special way this week. And I would keep studying and I'd think of that. And finally I said, I'll just go over to the hospital and make one call. Got to the hospital, I just said, Holy Spirit, where would you have me to go? Second floor. Last room down a long hall. Knocked on the door. Was invited in. A man, mid-40s maybe, sitting in a big wheelchair that he controls with his hands. He invites me in. I said, may I read scripture and pray with you? And he was glad to do that. And I just asked him, could I ask you the hardest question anybody's ever asked you? I think he said, go for it. I looked him in the eye and said, sir, if you died right now, are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven? He said, not sure. I said, now I'll show you how to be sure. This fella was paralyzed from the waist down. Oil field accident in Hobbs, New Mexico. It had happened about 4 years ago. They had taken him immediately to Colorado to a special place for special therapy. He had his own room, and a fella came in one day, and we will just simply call him J.A. He said to J.A., he said, may I leave you a Bible? He said, sure. And he left him a Spanish-speaking Bible. J.A. speaks Spanish. His wife had an English Bible back in Hobbs. And he said, I would get in my Spanish Bible, she'd get in her English Bible, we'd talk about it. He said, I just don't understand it. And then he'd come back and he'd say, I'm just hurt. I'm mad. I'm angry. And I kept inching him little at a time through the Word of God. And finally, he said, yes, I want to be saved. I said, when? He says, now. And I said, put your hand here on this Bible. Pray out loud and ask God to save you. He prays out loud. He receives Christ into his heart. And he comes back and he says the same thing. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm hurt. And I said, J.A., you probably are mad at God. I said, you need to bow your head right now. And you thank God for his purpose in this accident. Remember, no one has ever shown you the Word of God before. You came from Hobbs to Colorado, back to Hobbs, and now to Lubbock, so someone could show you how to be saved, and you got saved. Christ lives in you. You can thank God for his purpose. One purpose is that you might come to know Christ as Savior. He bows his head and he begins to cry. He is just bellowing, crying. And he thanks God for his purpose in the accident. I go to my truck, bring in some Bibles that Bethany Baptist Church furnishes for me to give to people at the hospital. Bring him a disciple book. Show him how to use it. And here is a man that no one had ever presented the gospel to, but was under the control of Satan because of anger with God. I showed him how to use the disciple book, left. That was Saturday afternoon. I think it was Tuesday. I was back at the hospital. As I drove up, I saw him sitting in his wheelchair out of the parking lot area. And he said, come over here, come over here, come over here. And I go in, he says, you won't believe this. But I would. I didn't tell him that. He said, it's different. Do you know what the difference was? He's no longer angry with God. Satan no longer has any influence in his life. Just be reminded, it may be in your housing development that Satan has control. It may be in your city precinct. But you can resist the devil by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of the Word of God, and by the blood of the sacrificed Lamb of God, and give your testimony for freedom.